Hello everyone, welcome to today's episode. Today's an exciting day because today is actually my birthday. I am the big 28. 28, it's here. It's here, baby. How am I feeling about it? Well, actually quite good. It's kind of mad to think that I'm 28. Like, in my head, I think I still feel like I'm 25. And my body still feels like it's 22. So 28 is such a weird, like, it's so strange. I think I forget sometimes that I'm growing up, and I forget sometimes that my sister's growing up and that my parents are growing up. Everyone's growing, everyone's getting older, and it's so weird and so strange. But it also feels like 22 was, like, you know, a couple of years ago, which is also kind of crazy. I mean, I do feel like the last few years, especially with COVID and everything, I feel like it definitely sped along years, do you know what I mean? And so I feel like 25 didn't really happen, even though it absolutely did. And 26 didn't really happen. And then 27 came about and I was like, whoa, 27. But I feel like 28 feels like I'm getting towards an adult, even though I still feel so young and I still feel so excited and there's so much life to live. I'm feeling good about it, but I am actually just feeling quite good about this year in general. I feel like it's going to bring a lot of good vibes. I always felt that at the start of the year. I really felt like this year was going to be good. The last couple of months have been a bit shit, I think, with, like, the weather and everything like that. So that has kind of put me into a bit of a downward feeling for the last couple of months. But now that it's March and spring is hopefully on the way, it is kind of sunny today, which is always a good sign. And it's my birthday, I'm feeling really good about it. But 28 is mad because it's like at the end of your 20s and, you know, verging on 30. And there's a lot of, like, societal pressure around turning 30, and you must be somewhere by the time you're 30, and you must have the job, you must have the relationship, you must, like, be ready for a family and all those kind of things. And I think that from my own experience, from, like, you know, watching other people on social media and things like that, life is different for everyone. And just because you hit a certain age doesn't mean to say you can't start something new, or you can't start a new venture, or you can't start a new job. I feel like a lot of society pressure comes into you, so that must be somewhere at a certain age and you must be doing something at a certain age. Actually, no, we all live in different timelines. Like, someone my age could be having their third child, and someone my age could just have started their, like, dream job and be on a really low pay and just trying to get themselves into the right career that they want to do. Some people might be, like, super, like, sorted in their career at the age of 20. Like, life has a different plan for everyone, and everyone reaches where they're meant to be at the right age that you're supposed to meet them. I just feel like that idea of being a certain age and being at a certain point in your life is just stupid, because everyone's different and everyone meets the right person at the right time and gets the right job at the right time. It just takes time for you to understand and feel ready for those kind of things, do you know what I mean? Which is why today I thought I would talk to you guys about 28 things I've learned in my 28 years of life. Now, a lot of these things, I would say, I think I've probably learned in the last 10 years. I feel like teenage years and, you know, when you're a child, you learn a lot of things, obviously, but life things and things that can inspire people and make people think that they're not the only person going through those kind of things, I think you learn a lot in your 20s. When I think about how I was when I was 20 compared to how I am at 28, vastly different human being. Like, I think sometimes I think I'm, like, the same person, and then I'm like, actually, you're so not. I'd love to meet me at 20 just to see how different I was, because obviously everyone's different. Every single person you knew at 20 is going to be different to how they are now, and if they're not, then something's wrong with them, because most people change as they grow up. Obviously you're still like you, but you're gonna have different actions and the way you think, and everything's going to be different because you go through so many different things throughout your 20s. So I wanted to share with you guys these things that I have learned that I'd love to give to anyone else who's maybe a bit younger, or even if you're older than me, whatever, just a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of advice, a little bit of, like, good vibes, you know, things that just make you think. I love things that make you think. When I listen to these things or watch these things, I always think, oh, that's so good. Like, oh, she's got a really good point. And that's kind of what I want to share with you guys today, because hit 28 and I'm ready to share some late 20s advice with you guys. Starting with, the universe always has your back. I've got my list in front of me because I have so many. 28 is a lot of things. The universe always has your back. This is something I strongly believe in. The universe will always help you out. It might not seem it at the time, but when you look back, you'll be like, oh my God, yes. So for instance, I once was dating someone. I use this example a lot, but it's just the one that it really made me believe the universe even stronger. We stopped seeing each other. He basically told me he didn't want anything, and I was like, great, fabulous. And then literally probably a day or two later, my friend was like, do you want to come for a walk with me, make you feel better? I'm here, like, we'll go for a walk. We went down, walked up down by the South Bank. And what are the odds that I would see said boy holding hands with another girl that day? And I vividly remember, like, looking up and just seeing the back of his head and being like, that's him. And it was right before I was going on a trip, and I literally was like, oh my God, this is the universe telling me, like, don't even hold out hope for him. Move on. Like, it was mad. I was like, what are the odds that I would see him here? I never see anyone I know in London. I never see people. I never randomly bump into people, like, never. Like, what are the odds that I would actually see him? You could be in the same place as someone, but what are the odds of actually seeing someone? Mad. Like, there, it was such a busy, like, sunny weekend in July. So the universe always has your back. It always says, it never says no. It always says yes, not now, or I have something better. So remember that. It's not a no. It's either yes, not now, or I have something better. I think that it really helps you to get through some of, like, the shitty times. Maybe when you're dating and you're like, oh my God, I can't meet anyone. Just think of that. Okay, it's not him. It's someone better. It's not now. It's not a no. It's a yes, but it's just not yet. And that's the thing that I think has really helped me get through a lot of, like, you know, times when I've dated or I've been like, oh, it's not worked out. It's like, okay, well, it's just not now. It's just not happening right now. It's going to happen, but it's just not happening right now. So the universe does always have your back, and it will always help guide you in the right direction. So just remember that. It's never a no. Don't think that everything is a no. Think of it as, like, yeah, it just means something else is coming. There's always something good coming out of something that maybe you felt like was a bit shit. You might think right now, when you've lost your job, for example, that life's shit and that's it. You've lost your job. But that means that something better is coming along. Things always happen out how they're supposed to. Wait, that made no sense. Things always happen how they are supposed to happen. So just let life happen, and the universe will help you out. Next one is, personal growth is ongoing. This is something that I didn't really believe in until probably the last year. Personal growth isn't something that you grow into the next version of you and good, you're good to go. It's like learning about yourself. It's learning how you feel about things. It's learning about other people. It's letting people in. It's figuring out how to handle situations. It's living on your own and dealing with that. It's dealing with housemates. There's so much growth to go through. And even when you hit the next stage of your life, like, for instance, say I hit the stage of getting married or having kids, that's more personal growth that comes along with that. Every part of your life brings more personal growth. It's constantly ongoing. It's constantly, you've got to look after yourself, and you've got to give yourself the time and work on yourself. Working on yourself is something you have to do constantly and work on all the time. It's not a quick process. It's a constant thing, and you just got to keep at it and, you know, grow into the person that you are always meant to be. Number three, not everyone is going to stay in your life, and that is okay. I think we meet people and we become good friends with people and we think, yeah, they're going to stay here forever, and then they don't. And it's the same for relationships. But, you know, every person that comes into your life will teach you something. Whether you want to listen to that person or not, it will teach you something. It will learn. You'll learn something from that situation. And I think with boys, you learn a lot about yourself and you learn a lot about who you're wanting to be or who you're wanting to be with. Friends can teach you a lot about how, you know, they treat you or the type of people you want to let in. It's kind of almost the same with everything, but not everyone will stay in your life. And not everyone will want to be there. They'll just walk away. And you might walk away from someone else's life. But it's okay. it doesn't mean to say you're never going to make friends anymore, you're never going to meet anyone. It's just that person wasn't meant to be in your life, but that person will have taught you a lesson and will have taught you something that you can move forward with when meeting new people. Number four, don't hold a grudge. It's not worth it. Holding a grudge quite literally only affects you. It doesn't affect anyone else. If you're holding a grudge and you're angry at someone and you're like, oh, she's done this, she's done that, and you're telling people all these things, you do realize that you're only affecting yourself, because the other person is most likely, you know, already got over it, all fine, doesn't really care, moved on. If you hold a grudge, you're only affecting yourself and the people around you that you're complaining to or talking about it with. Just let it go. Let the grudge go. Let it go. Get on with life and just live a new life, a happy, free life away from that person, away from that situation. My light's just gone out. Classic. But yeah, don't hold a grudge. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth having that lingering over you, because I know people that have held grudges and I'm just like, get over it. That's been and gone. You don't need to worry about it anymore. Like, honestly, just move on. You'll feel so much better for it as well. Number five, sometimes it's easier to just do it rather than leaving it for another day. This, again, is something that I think we all do, right? We all sit there and we have a task, like putting your washing away, for example. And you're like, oh, I just can't be bothered. I can't be bothered to do it. Just do it. Just get it out of the way. Just do it. Because you will feel so much better for just getting those tasks done. Sometimes in the evenings, I'm like, I'm so tired. I don't want to cook, or I don't want to put this stuff away. I don't want to empty the dishwasher. And I have to like say to myself, no, get up, do it. Just do it. Because if you just do those little tasks, they'll be done and you won't have to worry about them tomorrow. You won't have to, like, the amount of times I've walked into my kitchen, my living room, and been like, for fuck's sake, why didn't I clean that last night? Because now I've got to do it today, and now I'm like annoyed at myself. So just do the tasks, do the things whilst you have them. Sometimes it's just easier to get it done, and I promise you, you'll feel better for it. You'll feel so much better for it. Number six, listen to your body. So this is something I've learned over the last year, actually, is that when you feel exhausted, give your body rest. Your body needs it. If you're feeling really tired, if you're feeling a certain type of way, you're feeling like not great, rest. Like, give your time, give your body that time. If your body is saying, I feel unwell, then rest and lay down. If your body is saying, this feels really good, and like, I feel like this is the person for you, then listen to it. Listen to your body. Your body knows. Your body knows that gut feeling. Your body knows when you need rest. Like, listen to it. If your body is feeling exhausted, you need to chill. Like, the amount of times I've felt really tired, I'm like, oh, I don't know why I'm feeling so tired. And I think, Charlotte, you're just exhausted. And it's okay to feel exhausted from small things. I get really exhausted sometimes from social situations. Like, with, if I've spoken to a lot of people and had the same conversation with a lot of people, like at an event or something like that, I know I'm going to be socially exhausted, so I have to like give myself time to chill, so that I can recharge my battery, because my battery literally drains when I have to talk to a lot of people. I don't have to talk to a lot of people, but I like talking. But obviously, when you are catching up with people at an event, you end up having a lot of the same conversations and talking about the same things, and it can be draining. So listen to your body. Make sure you give yourself time to rest, because your body knows when you need it. Number seven, work smarter, not harder. Another thing I feel very passionate about. You don't have to work 24/7 to get to where you need to be. It's working smarter and working in a better way and using your time wisely. I think that sometimes we have this in our head that you must work really hard. Well, you've got to work hard, but working constantly and creating constantly and doing things constantly. Because if you do more, if you're constantly working, you're doing more, then you'll get there. Not necessarily. It's about working smarter and working harder within that time you've got, and not draining yourself and not making yourself, working yourself silly for what? Sometimes I see people working so hard and doing so much. I'm like, you don't need to do that much. Work smarter, not harder. You don't need to do as much as you feel like you need to do. Sometimes I sit in my flat and I'm working and I think, I've not done enough today. But actually, I have done plenty of work. You just got to use your time wisely and use that time to work on things that You know, you don't need to do tons and tons and tons of work to get where you want to be. You've just got to work smarter. Honestly, hand on heart, truly believe that. Number eight, results aren't going to happen overnight. You just got to keep going. This is something I say a lot to anyone who wants to be a content creator or anyone who wants to get their dream job. It's going to take time. I did Instagram on the side of like another job for four years, one of the two, before I even had the chance of making it my job. And even when I did make it my job, it was a slow process. So yeah, I would say about 4 years, I was making no money on doing social media on the side of my job. I worked on it every single weekend. Like, it was a big passion of mine. It was something I really wanted to do. And I really felt like I could get there. But it took me years. And I think that sometimes people see, you know, people jump to stardom or they get loads of followers and they do really well really quickly. They're just lucky. They just luckily got that. It doesn't happen for everyone. And sometimes you've got to work hard for it and you've got to keep going. And, you know, results don't happen overnight. It's the same if you were going to the gym. It's not going to happen overnight. It's, you've got to work at it. Everything you've got to work at, you know, like things don't happen overnight. And that's like so normal. Sometimes it does happen to people. Some people do get those things happen overnight. But for the most part, it doesn't happen like that. You've just got to keep going. You've just got to keep working hard. You might have setbacks. Everyone has setbacks. I even have setbacks now, but that doesn't mean to say that I can't get to the next step. It doesn't mean to say I can't get there. You've just got to keep working. You've just got to keep working hard and you will get to where you want to be. And you'll get to the place where you're like, oh my God, like I've actually done it. Like I even pinch myself sometimes now to think that I am where I am now. And I remember when I was doing Instagram on the side and I was just thinking, I just want to make that my job. Like, that's my dream. Living alone was a dream and I live alone. Like, it's mad. It is mad that life can, you can get to where you want to be. You've just got to give yourself time and you can't expect it to happen overnight. It's the same with quite literally everything. Not everything is going to happen quickly. You've got to work at it. And the more hard work you put in, the quicker you'll get there. You've just got to keep going at it. And you will get there, I promise. Number nine, actions speak louder than words. Basically says it all, to be honest. Actions speak louder than words. Someone is just saying words, cool. But until they prove their actions, it doesn't mean anything. I think sometimes we take words for gospel. I definitely do. I have done in the past. And then realized actually, like, unless you're going to prove that to me, I don't believe it. And now unless you prove it to me, if you say, I really want to do this with you, unless you actually put the plan in place and you do it, I don't believe you for a second. If you say, oh, we should go on a date, well, take me on a date then. I'm not sitting here being like, oh, he said he wants to take me on a date and then he never does. No, actions speak louder than words. Like, if they're not making any actions towards something, it might as well not exist. Don't speak bullshit words if you're not going to follow up with actions. Number 10, if it costs you your happiness, walk away. This is something really important and something I learned a couple of years ago or a year or so ago. If you're unhappy with the situation, if someone is making you feel shit, if someone is making you feel constantly on edge, you need to walk away from that situation. You need to, if it costs you your happiness, and if you are sad and if you are down, you need to get out of it. Whatever it is, you need to get out of it, because it is obviously, some things are easier said than done, but your happiness is so important for your own self well-being. If someone is taking your happiness away and making and bringing you more shitty, horrible things, then you need to get out of it. I have been in this situation twice in the last couple of years. And it's been hell. And I've hated every minute of it. And it's been so horrible and shit. And I just, honestly, if something is making you down and you're in fight or flight mode every single day, or you're feeling like shit, or someone is making you feel so uncomfortable, you need to get out, because it is not worth it. And you will feel 100 times better once you leave that situation. I promise you. I promise you. Like, life is too short to let people make you, like, to let people in that make you feel shit. It's not worth it. Number 11, feel the feelings, don't suppress them. I've said this before and I'll say it again, let the feelings out, because when you let them out, It means that you can get over something a lot quicker, and it means that you can move on quicker from whatever situation it is. If you're feeling really sad about, you know, a family member who may be unwell, don't suppress the feelings. You're allowed to cry, you're allowed to be upset. You're allowed to be upset about anything. If a boy you were dating for a month all of a sudden ghosts you and you had feelings for him, you're allowed to feel upset. But like, let those feelings out, because if you suppress them, it only then makes like the following situations or the following relationships or the following people or whatever then not feel right, because you haven't dealt with your feelings. You have to deal with your feelings. You have to feel them. You have to understand them. You have to move on from them. But you can't do that if you suppress them. If you suppress them, it actually elongates the time of you getting over someone, of you feeling better, of you getting to where you want to be, because you've just suppressed the feelings. I used to suppress my feelings, I won't lie. I probably only learned about feeling the feelings in the last probably year or so. And I used to suppress them, and yeah, it didn't get me anywhere. So definitely feel your feelings. It's so much better. And then you get it out of the way. So much better. Number 12, they always come back. They might not come back in a month. They might not come back in a year. They might come back in 5 years. They will always, always come back. And if they don't come back, you just weren't fussed about them anyway. But a lot of the time, the boys that treat you like shit will always come back. Same with friendships and things like that. They always come back. They always do. Usually they come back when it's too late and you're like, bye, see you later. Like, always. And they'll come back in some weird way and you'll be like, please piss off. Like, actually leave. Honestly, they always come back. And I think a lot of us know that, but we just sometimes we fixate on when are they going to come back. They'll come back and you will definitely be like, oh, cringe, leave me. Number 13, just because someone does something you do doesn't mean you are irrelevant or not good. This is something that I think can be quite hard. It's like you get into that like competitive situation, you compare yourself, right? Just because someone is doing what you do, and maybe they're doing better, maybe they're not, doesn't mean to say that you are not good at what you're doing. It doesn't mean to say that you are irrelevant. It just means to say that they are doing something you're doing, and they might be more successful, they might not. But it doesn't mean to say that you are not worthy of the thing that you're doing. It just means that there's someone else doing the same thing, and you just got to keep your eyes on where you're going. This is something I need to take advice from, you know? Like, just because there's, like, everyone has people that are doing the same thing as them, right? There's no one who's doing one thing that no one else is doing. Do you know what I mean? So it's just about, like, understanding that, okay, they're doing their thing. Woo, go them. And I'm doing my thing. Woo, go me. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone is entitled to do what they want and do the same thing. Like, there's no one stopping anyone. But you're only going to stop yourself if you keep, like, thinking that that person is doing better than you. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. It doesn't mean you're not good. You are good. Just don't think about what they're doing. Number 14. Time away from work is good for the soul. This is something that I feel is quite hard with my job, but taking time off my phone, maybe on the weekends when I'm doing things with friends or whatever, I don't sit on my phone. This is something I'm quite strongly, like, strong with. I do go on my phone, but if I'm with friends, I'm catching up, or if I'm on a date, or if I'm dating someone, or if I am just having a really good time with my family, I don't really go on my phone. I don't really spend time thinking about work or thinking about pictures. For me, obviously, my job is different to some of you guys. But for me, like, I won't sit there and be like, oh, I need to take a picture. I need to take a picture of this. Sometimes I just say, do you know what? I need to take away some time from this. And it definitely helps. I don't really take breaks very often because my job isn't always on job. But I do like to take days away on weekends or with friends, and I use that time as like a bit of a breakaway from work, where I'm not thinking about work, but I'm just thinking about life and chatting about things and catching up and those kind of things, where work isn't the forefront of my mind. But if you're someone who works in like an office or whatever, it's good to take that time away from work, even if you just have a holiday. When I worked in an office, I never took holiday. God knows why. I think I was terrified, to be honest, because they didn't make me feel like it was good to have holiday. They were like, oh my God, we need you, because it made me do so much. So just take holiday. You have it, use it, make the most of it. Number 15, friends are important. Let them know you appreciate them. Your friends will help you get through some of the shittest situations, some of the like moments when you're feeling down. They'll get you through the happy moments. They'll be there for you. Those people are so important to you. So make sure you tell them that you appreciate them, because they will feel so loved and good about that, and they'll know that they're doing something great. Like, I adore all of my friends so much. They are amazing people, and honestly don't know what I'd do without all of them, because they're incredible. Number 16, you'll just know when they are right for you. You'll get a feeling. Your gut is always right. You'll get a feeling. This is so weird when I think about it, but you know, like when you get like a good vibe, you're like, oh, I'm feeling good about this. That feeling is so like strong. And like when you are friends with someone and you're like, I know they're going to be in my life forever. Or when you meet a guy, like, it's so weird. I can't express to you, when I've dated guys before and when I've met someone that feels right for me, you're like, why did I ever think that was going to work? Do you know what I mean? So you'll just feel right. It will feel good and it will feel right. And you'll just know. I know everyone says that, but you will. You'll just know. Number 17, what's meant for you will not pass you by. That's what it says on the tin. Everything that's meant for you will not pass you by. If you are meant to get that dream job that you want, you will get it. But it might not happen in the way you think it's going to happen. Life works how it's supposed to work. So if you are supposed to get that job, if you're supposed to meet the man of your dreams, if you are supposed to travel, it will happen. It will not pass you by. The things that are meant for you will not pass you by. The people that leave your life were meant to leave your life. So don't stress and don't think that man that you thought was the man of your dreams has just left you. If that man is supposed to be the man of your dreams, he'll come back and it will work out. What's meant for you will not pass you by. Another one I feel very strongly about. Number 18, mistakes are lessons you need to learn. We all make mistakes. We all do things that are really stupid. It's normal. Obviously, there's some things that mistakes can be quite bad, but we all make mistakes. And often these mistakes that we make are mistakes that we needed to make to teach ourselves a new lesson. Okay, like this is a good example. When I was at uni, I went out, God knows what the club was called. I can't remember what club it was. Anyway, we went out. I was with my friends. And then I went back with, basically, there were some guys. Obviously, there's always boys involved. And we get into a taxi. And I can't remember where we were going. We weren't going back to my house. I don't think. I really don't think. I can't remember. This is how irrelevant going wherever I was going with those boys. I was with another girl as well. And my friend at the time, if she's listening to this, she might remember this. I don't know if she will. My best friend, we're still friends now. There was no room for her in the taxi. And instead of me being like, okay, like I'll get out, I'll stay with you, we just shut the door and drove off. That sounds so mean, doesn't it? I can't believe I did that. She was alone. I'm pretty sure she wasn't alone. God, that makes me feel even worse now. I went to uni in a very safe place, I think. Well, it was safe then. I don't know if it's safe now. It probably is safe. It was a very safe place. Anyway, it stuck with me this whole entire time. I've felt guilty for doing that. And it taught me a lesson. Never do that, because I'm pretty sure she was pretty pissed off with me, which rightly so. That taught me a lesson. I was like, I shouldn't have done that. Why did I do that? Why did I think going home with these random boys we must have gone back to their flat, or must have gone to a party. They must have been, I don't know who they were, I couldn't tell you. Lesson, mistakes, that was a mistake, but it was a lesson that I learned, and then I never did it again after that. So, you know, you've got to make mistakes. Mistakes do teach you a lot of things. Number 19, social media is just a highlight reel. Don't compare your life. This is something that, I keep saying this is something, sorry. Oh my God, my leg's gone numb. Social media is such a highlight reel. I even think sometimes my social media looks like a highlight reel, and I kind of hate it, but I don't use social media like I used to. I think where it's become my job, I don't think about it the same way. But you've got to not compare your life to other people. A lot of people will only put up the really good things that are happening in their lives. I don't necessarily sit there and post a picture of me looking like an absolute scruff when I'm sat at my desk editing. Like, I don't. Not because I don't want to, I just don't think to. People are always going to show their lives to be something so amazing, and they're going out all the time and they're having such a great time. Doesn't mean to say that everything's good. Doesn't mean to say that life is amazing. Doesn't mean to say they're having the best time ever. Just remember that. Like, people have their own struggles. People have their own things going on. Just because their Instagram looks like their life is amazing doesn't mean to say their life is amazing. And you could think that about me, but it's just something to remember. Instagram is a highlight reel. It really is. Oh my God, I just had a hiccup. So don't believe everything you see on social media. Number 20, not everyone is going to treat you how you treat them. This is something, God, why do I keep saying that? And now I've noticed it, I can't not notice it. People are going to treat you like shit, whether you treat them nicely or not, basically. You can't stop someone treating like shit. People that want to treat you nicely will treat you nicely. You can, you know, treat someone, you know that saying, it's like treat someone how you'd like to be treated. You might treat someone how you'd like to be treated, but they won't necessarily treat you that way. That's just who they are. You can't change those kind of people. That's how they're going to be. But all you have to remember is, as long as you are kind and you are treating people how you'd like to be treated, and that's how you treat people, then you're fine. But people won't always treat you nicely, and you just have to accept that, because some people are absolute bitches and they're not nice. Number 21, healing takes time. Whenever we have a situation that's not great, whether that's work, whether that's life, whether that's relationships, whatever, we'll go through these things. Sometimes healing will take a lot longer than you think. For instance, let's use a relationship as an example. I broke up with my ex 2.5 years ago, right? I didn't really feel like I needed to heal from it. I think I was ready for it to end way before that it did. But I think that the whole, like, I needed to do so much life learning, so much needed to be learned from that moment until now for me to be ready to even have a relationship. I feel like now I'm ready, but, like, I don't think I've been ready for that long. Like, we were together throughout the first, like, you know, the first year of the pandemic, and there was so much I needed to learn about where I was going, what I wanted to do. I was lost in so many aspects of life. When I left uni, I did not know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do social media, but, like, that was so far out of, like, close reach that I didn't really think about it being my job initially. And I think from that relationship, there was a lot of healing I needed to do from, like, that relationship, also aspects of it. And then going into an adult life, because when I met him, I was, like, in my early 20s. And then living a new life and adapting to new life post-pandemic as well was a lot. And I think that did take its toll on me, I can't lie. And it has taken me a lot of time to heal. Whereas, like, I know people who are basically in relationships after being single for 6 months or 5 months or whatever. And that's not a reflection on the fact that I am not lovable or whatever. It's just the fact that I needed to do with a lot more healing and a lot more things I needed to get my head straight before I was ever going to get to that point. So healing takes time, and sometimes you just need to give yourself more time than you realize. And, you know, sometimes healing does take a lot longer than you think, but you will feel better for it, and, you know, you'll get to where you need to be. Number 22, you won't always have your shit together. You won't. Sometimes you're going to feel lost. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're not on top of things. And that's okay, because life comes like that. Life comes in waves. Sometimes you're on top of it, and sometimes you're not. And that's okay. Everyone has these moments. Not everyone is going constantly at a good pace and everything's going well. There's always going to be something that gets them to a point where they're like, oh my God, I've not got my shit together. You don't always have to have your shit together. Number 23, it's okay to ask for help. If you're struggling with anything, you can ask for help. It's so okay to ask for help. Whether that's speaking to a therapist, whether that's talking to your friends, family, whatever, you can always ask for help. People aren't going to say no. Well, they might, but like for the most part, they're probably not. If you need help with anything, there's going to be someone out there that will help you, for sure. You can. It's okay to ask for help. And if you need help with your If you need help, you know, with your anxiety, with your mental health, it's okay. It's genuinely okay. Therapy is a great thing, honestly. Number 24. No one judges you as much as you think. They're more worried about themselves. This is something I wish I knew when I was younger. I suffered with social anxiety majority of my life. And when I was younger, my social anxiety was through the roof. So when I was at school in particular. And one of the things that comes along with social anxiety is the fear of judgment. So I would never put my hand up in class. I would never do any of those things because I was terrified that people would judge me if I got it wrong or if I didn't say the right thing or people would laugh at me. That was one of the biggest things I struggled with at school, was the fear of judgment. I didn't want to be judged in PE. I would always pick to do the one thing that was the least amount of work so that like I wouldn't like do something wrong or make a tit out of myself. I was constantly like terrified of that. And now as I've grown up, I've realized actually people don't really judge. They might like have a little laugh and that'll be it, and they'll move on with their day. They are more worried about themselves and what they're doing and what they look like than what you look like. You know, when you think about, oh, my hair looks a bit shit today, oh, I don't like it. For the most part, no one is going to sit there and be like, that girl's hair is terrible. They're not going to think like that. You're only you. That's only something you worry about. So, you know, try not to think about the fact that people are judging you, because they're probably not. They're probably more worried about how they look and what they're doing. Yes, they might have looked at you for a moment, or they might have said something or whatever, but for the most part, they're really not thinking about you. Unless they're an absolute asshole, then maybe, but like, they're probably not thinking about you. They're probably thinking about themselves, and anything they do say to you might be a reflection of themselves, not you. Number 25. 28 is still so young. Don't fear your late 20s. This is something I wanted to say, because when I was 26, maybe, I was like, oh my God, I'm getting so old. Oh my God, like I'm 26. And then when I got 27, I was like, what the fuck, I'm 27. And now I'm like, do you know what? Like, life is good. I am so grateful and so lucky to be where I am. And I think that late 20s has so much more to offer. Like, it's a different part of life. I feel like, you know how people say when you get to your 30s, it's like better than your 20s, because you have the financial stability to do things and do what you want and go traveling and whatnot. I think that's kind of the feeling I'm getting now. I feel so good. Like, I can afford to do things. I can go places. I don't feel like I have to worry so much like I have done in my early 20s, you know? And it's so nice to have those, like, that feeling. And I think that's where I feel now. Like, I'm in my late 20s and I feel like, oh my God, yeah, like, I feel good and I feel excited. I feel like, what else can this bring? For a lot of my 20s, my early 20s, didn't have a lot of money, really didn't have a lot of money. So I haven't been able to enjoy myself like a lot of people in their younger 20s, because they probably, you know, they might have worked hard and had like saved up and whatnot. I didn't do that. And I went to uni and I spent lots of money. Do you know what I mean? So your late 20s isn't old. It's still really young, and it kind of excites me for what's to come. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm still in my 20s and I'm not in my 30s yet, but it just excites me for what's to come. And it's mad that I'm 28. I actually can't believe it. Number 26. You don't have to have your life sorted by a certain age. I think I mentioned this earlier, but your life doesn't stop when you hit a certain age. Your life doesn't stop when you hit 30. It doesn't stop when you hit 25. life is gonna happen how it happens, and you're gonna hit 28 and think, oh my god, I've not got the job of my dreams. That doesn't mean to say you won't get it. I think we all feel that, like, I definitely feel it sometimes. Like, I'll be like, oh well, what if I don't get a relationship? What if I'm not in a relationship and I want to have children by this certain age, and what if I can't have children by that certain age? It's okay. Life will work out how it's supposed to work out. Everything will work out how it's supposed to work out. And you don't have to have your life sorted by a certain age. I think there is a lot of pressure that you should have your dream job by your time of 30. And that's not the case. Some people get their dream jobs when they're 50. And that's okay. Like, life is great. And you don't have to have everything sorted by a certain age. Number 27, spend time with your parents. They won't be here forever. This is quite deep. But it's something I do feel very, very passionate about, as all of these things, apparently. Your parents will not be here forever, and we all know that. And it's that TikTok clip, I'm sure you've heard of it, where the guy is saying, how often do you see your parents? Oh, I see him twice a year. That means you only see them, like 20 more times the rest of their life or something like that. And it really put into perspective how important my parents are and how much they've done for me as I've grown up. And it made me realise that I should see them more. So since I moved to London, well, after the lockdowns and everything, I have gone home more or less every weekend. Every weekend? No, not every weekend. Once a month. I go home to see my parents once a month. Roughly. Sometimes it's 2 months. It depends on life, obviously. But I will always try and see them once a month because it means a lot to spend more time with them. My parents, my dad's now retired. And my mum, you know, like, I adore my mum. I adore my parents. But it's nice to go home and see them and do things with them that maybe before we never got to do because they were working and my sister and me were at uni. Whereas now we're not at uni, we're like adults. And we can go and do things and we can have fun. And it's so important to me. So yeah, I go home once a month. I try and spend a weekend with them where I can. At Christmas, I like to spend like a good chunk of time with them. It's very important to me to make sure that I spend a lot of time with them because, like I said, you don't know how much time you've got left, and like, obviously they're not going anywhere anytime soon, but you know, you want to make the most of the years you've got. Like, I think so many times when I was younger, I just like was so rude to my mom, and I think I could never be rude to her now. And you know, we're at the age where you can be friends with them, and I just love that. I love that. And number 28, are we ready for this one? Number 28, final one. Get rid of negative people. You will feel so much better. I said it. Get rid of them. I say this a lot, but I've been through so much shit with shitty people, and it's caused me so much anxiety and stress that when I look back at it, I think, I mean, obviously every situation is different and you can't necessarily get rid of negative people, but sometimes you can. And if you can get rid of them and you can move yourself away and you can detach yourself from that person, please do it, because you will feel better. It sometimes feels a little bit shitty at the time of doing it, and it feels a bit like, oh, should I have done that? But I promise you, in the long run, you'll feel better. Negative people are not worth having in your life. They will bring you down. And I really have struggled with it, with people just being negative and then making me feel like I'm negative. No, I'm a very positive person. If anyone tells me I'm negative, I'm like, I think you need to look at yourself. Check yourself, honey. Honestly, just get rid of the negative people. They're not worth it. Bye, Felicia. See you later. Do you know what I mean? You don't need them. You don't need negative people. Honestly, you will live such a better life without negative people. I have no negative people in my life right now. And I am so happy about it. I am living such a good life and I feel so good. So that's probably my main bit of advice in life, is get rid of the negative people. You do not need them. You will find better people. If that means leaving your friendship group and finding new friends, do it, because you will find friends that will actually love you for you rather than like being a bitch. So yeah, those are my 28 things that I've learned in 28 years, and they're all things that I feel very passionate about, because every single one I said, this is something I feel passionate about. But I hope this has given you a little bit of like a good feeling, maybe made you think about things, maybe made you realize something, maybe made you feel like you're not the only one, and giving you a good feeling. We're all about good vibes over here, and I just wanted to give you my life advice that I've learned, and I've still got so much more to learn. 28 is still young after all, and I feel like there's so much more to come. We haven't even hit the stage of like babies yet, you know, that's not anytime soon. But like when I think about friends having babies or getting married or anything like that, I'm like, whoa, I'm so young. But like I'm actually at the age where people get married. That is what blows my mind. I've hit 28, and at the age of 28, people start having babies, people start getting married. It's normal, right? But you have to actually be excited for people when they are pregnant now, rather than being like, oh, no, it's okay, we'll sort it out. Isn't that weird? Like, people get pregnant now at this age. It's so normal. I mean, it's normal to get pregnant whenever you want to get pregnant, but like, I don't know anyone who's having a baby. I only know one person that's getting married, like that I'm friends with. That's it. No one else is at the stage of being ready for those things. But I feel like it's coming. It's coming. Late 20s, early 30s, it's coming. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you. Remember, you've still got time to live your best life. You've still got time to enjoy life. You're still young. You're still young. Remember that. And I will catch you all in next week's episode. Bye!